public that wants what you have. Isn't that going to make it even easier for you to get a sixth film made?
Well, for sure. I mean, I'd like to create a virtual studio where I can make a film or two a year, but I have to prove the viability of that business model. Now, I'll be honest, it's really hard to do in a COVID environment where even the theaters that are open have limits, where people are in a kind of weird frame of mind. But nevertheless, Trump Card, the good thing about that movie, is available at home. You don't have to go to the theater. You can watch it anywhere you are. And so I'm excited about it. I think it can make a huge difference. If all Americans could see this movie, it would be a massive landslide for Trump and the GOP in November.
Final question. I got to ask it because the fake news media is trying to influence this election. If Donald Trump wins, is there anything he can do to tamp down on the fake news media?
Well, the most important thing he could do is encourage alternative forms of media. I mean, if Trump, for example, he doesn't even have to move from Twitter to Parler. If he just opened a Parler account, that would mean that all the people who today can only find Trump on Twitter can now find him on Parler. That's a rival platform, and that's a platform that respects free speech. There are now conservative alternatives to YouTube. There's one called Rumble. Trump goes on Rumble. That will be huge. So Trump can take very concrete steps, and he might also consider, after the presidency, starting his own network. Remember, he's got 150 million people on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube alone, and Facebook. So he's not only got the means and the financial resources, he already has the audience.
Well, I can't wait to see Trump Card. It is the latest from Dinesh D'Souza. Dinesh, it is always good visiting with you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Hey, it's my pleasure.
There you have it. Dinesh D'Souza joining us right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
A little bit after 5:31 right now on a Monday afternoon commute home, and do expect some heavy volumes as you work your way through the spaghetti bowl there on the 515 eastbound towards Henderson. Yeah, that's causing some backups on that transition as you leave Interstate 15 north to merge on to 515 east. Also, your bumper-to-bumper there, Interstate 15 northbound at Cary. And part of that is those lane restrictions on the 15, both directions between Cheyenne and Craig, and that's going to be there for a long time. So give yourself some extra time to work through that area for the next year. Also, some slow flows, 95 east at Decatur and westbound Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they were fairly busy over the weekend. Forward Tomas Nosek back with the team. He signs a one-year, $1.25 million contract. They also signed minor league forwards Tomas Jurco and Danny O'Regan to one-year, $700,000 contracts. They trade away center Paul Stastny to Winnipeg for defenseman Carl Dostrom and a conditional fourth-round pick. This appears to be a salary dump more than anything else. Raiders football, they knock off the Chiefs 40-32 on Sunday, getting back above 500 at 3-2 going into a bye week. They'll face the Buccaneers on October 25th. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
This week at Macy's, get an extra 25% off the season's latest styles with your coupon or Macy's card. That's on top of already great savings, like 20 to 50% off Ink, DKNY, Clubroom, and more of your favorite designers for him and her. Get 30% off one pair, 40% off two pairs of boots, shoes, and booties. And prep your kitchen with 20 to 50% off roasting pans, cookware, and more. Plus, Star Rewards members earn rewards faster during Star Money Bonus Days now at Macy's. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A message to my Medicare-eligible friends. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're over the age of 65, recently retired, or a victim of a layoff or furlough, this message is for you. Maybe you're over 65 and you still have your employer health coverage, or you haven't reviewed your Medicare plan the past few years. If this sounds like you, then you need to reach out to my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're insurance brokers. They work for you, not the insurance company. They're focused on finding you the Medicare plan that best fits your budget and health needs. There are huge changes coming during the upcoming Medicare enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th. There are more than 40 plans available with bigger benefits, more doctor networks, and more insurance carrier options. Let Steve and Amy Miller handle it for you. I've been a client of theirs for 3 years and give them my highest recommendation. Call Blue Sky Insurance today, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or visit them online at blueskylv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know what the the debrief will be by the fake news media, but I got to tell you, I watched a bunch and listened to a bunch of the president speaking, and I thought the president was marvelous. I don't know what the CNN reaction will be or the Fox News reaction, but I thought the president was absolutely great. And, of course, the other thing he's got going for him this week is he's got Amy Coney Barrett and the nomination in the United States Senate Judiciary Committee. In fact, let's go to cut six real quick. This is Lindsey Graham before her testimony talking about the politics. Because he knows it's going to be coming. He knows what the Demo-rat game plan is going to be. He knows what it is that we're going to hear over the next 4 days. This is Lindsey Graham talking at the hearing earlier today. This is cut number six. Lindsey Graham from South Carolina.
This is an election year. We're confirming the judge in an election year after the voting has occurred. What will happen is that my Democratic colleagues will say, this has never been done, and they're right in this regard. Nobody's, I think, has ever been confirmed in an election year past July. The bottom line is, Justice Ginsburg, when asked about this several years ago, said that a president serves 4 years, not three. There's nothing unconstitutional about this process. This is a vacancy that's occurred through a tragic loss of a great woman, and we're going to fill that vacancy with another great woman. The bottom line here is that the Senate is doing its duty constitutionally. As to Judge Garland, the opening that occurred with the passing of Justice Scalia was in the early part of an election year. The primary process had just started. And we can talk about history, but here's the history as I understand it. There's never been a situation where you had a president of one party in the Senate of another, where the nominee, the replacement, was made in election year. It's been over 140 years ago. I think there have been 19 vacancies filled in election year. 17 of the 19 were confirmed to the court when the party of the president and the Senate were the same. In terms of timing, the hearing is starting 16 days after nomination. More than half of all Supreme Court hearings have been held within 16 days of the announcement of the nominee. Stevens 10, Rehnquist 13, Powell 13, Blackmun 15, Berger 13. All I can say is that I feel that we're doing this constitutionally, that our Democratic friends object to the process. I respect them all. They'll have a chance to have their say. But most importantly, I hope we will know more about how the law works, checks and balances, what the Supreme Court is all about when this hearing is over.
I thought Lindsey Graham handled it really well this morning. I got up and I, like, way early, like, oh, dark 30. Just to watch the early statements, and I thought everybody did did well. The Republicans did well. The Democrats, to their credit, kind of held their fire, if you will. They still don't like it. They're gritting their teeth. But I thought Lindsey Graham did really well. By the way, this is something that I know something about. Alex Petrangelo is heading to the Golden Knights. 7-year deal. Get this. 7-year deal. $8.8 million per year. Marc-Andre Fleury is sitting at home saying, ooh, I think they just spent my money for the year. He is a solid defensive player, solid offensive player, great on the power play, a leader. He was the captain of the St. Louis Blues. I know that because I'm a big Blues fan, and I'm sorry to see him leave St. Louis, but it's happened before. It is a huge pickup. It will make the Golden Knights 20% better. Not just from on the ice, but off the ice and a leader and that kind of thing. Just really good. So to Bill Foley and the entire organization. And by the way, guys, tell you, one of the things I miss most relative to the pandemic is being able to go to Golden Knights games. I just miss that. It's such an adventure. I mean, it really honestly is. Stick around. More to do as we continue. More on the Amy Coney Barrett thing. They're gonna begin questioning tomorrow what to expect. I got some ideas on that. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is an icon in the civil rights movement. When he led a protest march, his followers marched singing hymns, not screaming profanities. They marched peacefully in the daylight, not like a mob in the dark of night. Their faces were not hidden behind masks or other disguises. If there was any violence, it was inflicted upon them, not initiated by them. There was absolutely no destruction of property, looting, or setting of fires. I believe if Martin Luther King Jr. saw the things being done today in the name of the cause for which he lived and died, that he would weep. Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com,
369-1321. Chuck, I know it's super easy, but can you walk our listeners through the process of getting a signature loan at Dollar Loan Center?
You'll just need a couple things. Bring along your state-issued ID, recent pay stub, and a few pieces of mail to prove where you live. And if you're getting a loan online at don'tbebroke.com, you can scan and upload all your documents right to our members area.
Sounds easy. How long does the whole process take?
We print up the contract, walk you through it step by step, explain exactly what the costs are. We want to be sure you can really afford the loan. For a new customer, all this takes around 30 minutes, and you're out the door, cash in hand. Once you're in the system, it's even quicker.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations, or you can apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
No one can predict a major disaster. History and statistical analysis can help identify a potential threat, but it's no guarantee. When a disaster strikes, will you be ready? All demographics and income levels have experienced the challenges of rebuilding their lives after a disaster or incident. Emergency management officials urge Nevadans to plan ahead with these tips. Gather critical financial, insurance, and medical records. Start an emergency savings plan. Obtain proper insurance and keep small bills in your safety kit. Whether a natural or human cause disaster, we all play a role in keeping Nevada safe. If you see something, say something. Report suspicious activity to local law enforcement. For more info, contact your local emergency manager's office or go to den.nv.gov and click on Plan Ahead Nevada.
Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Department of Public Safety, Division of Emergency Management, your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Kevin Wall, alongside gentleman Jim Dallas, big hockey fan, big Golden Knights fan. They have been busy. Alex Pietrangelo signs a deal for 7 years, $8.8 million per season. We have to end up sending... Well, you give me the rest of this whole transaction nonsense.
Well, apparently what's happening right now is we traded Nate Schmidt. And, of course, he was a very popular player. And he is on his way up north to play for the Canucks. And certainly he's going to be an addition to their team, but that is in exchange for a 2022 third-round pick. So if you look at it that way, Kevin, we picked up Pietrangelo for Schmidt's going up north. So we traded him for Pietrangelo. Look at it that way.
And by the way, that's a trade I would make 7 days a week. I mean, I loved watching Nate Schmidt. It looks like he was a good team guy, but I will just tell you, I would make that trade in an instant.
Well, and when you do look at the history, like you said, that he is a leader. He is a captain out there. And even off the ice, he is in the community a lot like Nate Schmidt was. So, yeah, look at it that way. You lose Schmidt, which is a loss, but you gain Pietrangelo, and... Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and everybody's going to have to learn how to pronounce his name, Pietrangelo.
Yeah.
But after a while, you get used to it. After a while, you get used to it. I want to get back to something because I wanted to make sure I got this in, and it runs a little long, but it shows you the frustration that the left has. In fact, let's go to cut one. This was from one of the Sunday shows. This was from, Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. And he refused to answer a Biden court-packing question from Chris Wallace. This to me, is a no-brainer. Listen to how Chris Wallace, to his credit, at least tried to get the answer. Here it is.
You're a member of the Biden inner circle, and the former vice president has been asked repeatedly, if you become president, will you move to pack the court? Will you move to increase the number of justices? Here was his answer this week to that.
You'll know my opinion of court packing when the election is over, but you know the moment I answer that question, the headline in every one of your papers will be about that.
Senator, I've been doing this a long time, and I don't understand that answer. He says, you'll find out what my position is after the election, and if I were to tell you, it would be a headline in every paper. Why not just be straight with the American voters on this issue before the election?
Well, Chris, as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, I'll tell you, for the last 4 years, I've seen unprecedented court packing, where nominees to fill lifetime seats in the federal judiciary, who the American Bar Association said were not qualified, got jammed through. Instead of passing a COVID relief package that will help millions of Americans who are unemployed, who've been infected, whose businesses or employers have closed, we're focusing on jamming through Judge Barrett. I think this constitutes court packing.
But Senator, frankly, I think
that's the implication of what Joe Biden was saying.
Senator, with all due respect, you're not being straight with me and you're not answering my question. We have 23 days left until the election. Can Vice President Biden, can Senator Harris, his running mate, can they continue to stonewall on a perfectly legitimate question? Biden says it's legitimate. If you're elected, will you try to change one of the three branches of government by adding justices to the court? There haven't been any more than nine justices, I think it's since the 1870s. It's a pretty important question. Can he hold out and stonewall on that issue for 3 weeks?
Well, Chris, for the coming week, what I'm holding out is hope that there are still two more Republicans who might join with the two Republicans who've already said, based on what they did 4 years ago in refusing to give a hearing or a vote to Judge Merrick Garland, they should not be doing this now. Senator Murkowski, Republican from Alaska, said fair is fair. If that's what we did during the election 4 years ago, now with the election already underway, with voting already happening in 27 states, 4 million votes being cast, we should not be racing ahead. I am concerned, and so are some members of the majority.
Let me just say, and I just got to say, that's a different issue than packing the court. That's the question, is whether or not the court should, the Senate should vote to confirm Barrett. That's different than changing the number of justices on the court.
That was Chris Coons with Chris Wallace, and he just, like, two, three times, just refused to answer the question. And that's what's in now. See, here's where I think the Democrats are making a big mistake, and Biden's making a big mistake. The closer you get to the election, you get to that November 3rd big, huge number of people casting a ballot. The longer you tease this without a reveal, okay, the worse off you're going to be. You're hiding. When, for instance, the whole deal about, don't you think the people of Nevada need to know the answer, deserve to know the answer to that question? And he says, no, I don't think they do. As long as that's left hanging out in the wind, that's all there is. And then you've got these surrogates like Chris Coons, the senator from Delaware, trying to make something of this. I think it's a major, major mistake by the Biden campaign. You can't play rope-a-dope forever. You got to come off the ropes and throw some punches. And it's just not happening. Take a quick break. We'll come back. I'm Kevin Wall. And by the way, I'm going to preview what's going to happen tomorrow. It's big show tomorrow. You're not going to want to miss this one. Stay where you are. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
The left is in full panic mode this week with the Amy Coney Barrett hearings. Journalist and author Byron York joins me. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Heidi Harris, tomorrow morning from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Planning for tax season? Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. When used for business, a Range Rover can be depreciated at a faster rate than most luxury cars. So now, owning a Range Rover not only affords extreme breadth of capability to your business, it can deliver significant tax advantages as well. Consult your tax advisor for details. Let our business take care of yours. Come in for a test drive today at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hi, this is Stavros Anthony, your candidate for Clark County Commission District C. While the governor has ordered that the coming election will be by mail-in voting, it's important to know that you can drop off your ballot instead of mailing it. And yes, you can vote in person. It's your ballot, your vote, and every person has the right to vote their way. If you want to vote in person, do so during early voting or on election day. There will be plenty of safety protocols in place. You can also drop off your ballot at any voting center. If you do vote by mail, sign it, seal it, and mail it yourself. And please, if you see a pile of mail ballots sitting on the ground or in the trash, call the election department and let them know where it's at. The county is mailing legal ballots to every active registered voter. That's a lot of ballots floating around. I'm Stavros Anthony, reminding you that mail-in voting is an option, not a mandate. Do it yourself, your way. Paid for by Stavros Anthony for Clark County Commission.
This is Dr. Robin Titus, Assembly Republican leader. This election is critical both to the future of our state and country. In Nevada, Democrats' total control has led to finance violations, backroom deals, and wasteful spending that has left Nevada families and businesses behind. The best way to stop the Democrats' abuse of power is to elect more Republicans this November. Please return your ballot as soon as you receive it or make sure to vote in person. Let's keep President Trump in the White House and make Nevada great again. Paid for by Robin Titus for AD 38.
At Second Amendment Guns, they always believe and uphold everyone's Second Amendment right to carry. They put their customers first and thrive to achieve 100% satisfaction with each customer they serve. Second Amendment Guns, a veterans-owned and operated store, is happy to announce the opening of their second store, along with a state-of-the-art shooting range at the old DMV building in Pahrump. Become a founding member by logging on to secondamendmentguns.com/memberships. By becoming a founding member, you can take advantage of a wide variety of discounts at secondamendmentguns.com/memberships.
The 2021 Acura TLX will take your breath away.
Yes, the new TLX styling is aggressive.
Enough power to rival any adversary.
It has a standard iVTEC turbo engine.
And enough features to make you the hero.
Just tell them the truth. The all-new Acura TLX is the best sedan we've ever created. How's that sound? See it at your local Acura dealer. Acura, let's talk. More drive.
View our extensive inventory of Acuras at Finley Acura in the Valley Auto Mall or online at FinleyAcura.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he feels like he is... I'm trying to think of the name, the word. It's sort of like been used and abused by the president's campaign, using his image, his likeness, and his words, maybe out of context. It wouldn't be the first time that a political TV ad took a sentence out of context, like Charlottesville. Well, there were good people on both sides. They don't give you the rest of the story. They don't give you the rest of the quote. They take it out of context, and it makes the president look like, you know, he's talking about the white supremacists, and there were good people on both sides. They don't do that. Tomorrow, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com will join us. The former vice president, in response to a question, do Nevada voters deserve to know if Joe Biden's going to be packing the Supreme Court? And he says no. Where are the TV ads rebutting this? Please, to the Trump campaign, get those spots on and get them on now. Anyway, we'll tee it up again tomorrow. Thanks to Gentleman Jim Dallas, to Andrew Paul, the guy with two first names. But most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. Till then, till we join you at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of your night, would you please? Right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Smile like the sun, kisses for everyone, and tales that never fade. You lie all out in the weeds. I bet you wanna impose me. You have me down. Chances are, you may never have to appear before a judge or even be in a courtroom. But that doesn't mean your life isn't affected by those who wear the robes of justice.
I'm Judge William Kephart. And having been both a justice court and a district court judge, I am tough on criminals, especially those who commit crimes against women and children. Since 2010, I have presided over 100 jury trials, and I have one of the lowest reversal rates in all district courts in the state of Nevada. I'm a strong believer in the rule of law, but I am fair,